I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you as always. And hey, we're excited about it. Down to the Final Four. What more can you say? I mean, down to the League Championship Series. All the players are in the game. Here we go. And I apologize, but I've got to stay out of tonight's show or whatever and that. I am down in the Bordeaux region of France doing some training with their academies down there with the 15U kids. So I do have to miss, but Nolan and Braden is going to be joining Nolan for tonight's episode. So they're going to be in the studio talking all about, you know what, the Final Four and you know what, the Division Series as well or whatever, the highs and lows of it all. So, but before we get there, we would like to welcome on Rip Grip Pro, Tress Sullivan and his team over there. It's a hitting training aid that you want to definitely be checking out. Good friends of ours and a product that we strongly believe in. And so again, it's the Rip Grip Pro. You can find them at ripgrippro.com. Check it out and ask them all the questions you need to ask them, because trust us, it's a great product. It's going to help you with your swing. It's going to help with getting in the zone and hitting through the ball all across the plate. So something that you need to be definitely putting in your hands or your child's hands or your player's hands for sure. So another big shout out we want to give is to our Mindset Marketing, helping us out with the Instagram page right now, doing a fantastic job. So that's Mindset Marketers. And check out our page at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram, and you'll see what I'm talking about for sure. Great to work with, helping me immensely with it, and to be able to help all of you dirtbags out with getting a better visual of who we are and what we are when we're not doing the podcast here or the videos. And you know what? It's about getting into the mind and developing mentally, physically, and emotionally. And that's what it's all about. So they're helping us to help you. So, hey, check them out. Check them out for sure. So, again, I apologize that I can't be on tonight or whatever and stuff like that. I am doing the academies over here in France. But, hey, you're in good hands. You got the right people doing it. So Braden and Nolan are going to be right back here in a couple of seconds after we have our break, obviously. So, hey, settle in. Get that favorite drink. Get that favorite chair. Hang out where you like to hang out when you're listening to us. And it's time. It's time to get up, get after, and get dirty, dirtbags. So we'll be right back after the break.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
That's not a rumor. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yep.
And I can actually ship there, right?
We have UPS right here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples has all your shipping supplies and UPS service in store. And right now, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Valid only in Staples US stores.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
So, like Kirk said, obviously he's not going to be here this week. We got Braden in the studio with us. I mean, what can we say? Those division series rounds, not really expecting San Diego to upset the Dodgers, but, I mean, the Dodgers just, I don't know what it is. Dave Roberts, outside of a year where there were 60 games, a.k.a. the COVID year, I don't know why the heck the Dodgers still have him as the manager. Like, realistically, you take, what, I think they had 112 wins this season, most in 100 years in the National League. I don't know. I don't know how they can find an excuse for him still being the manager. Like, to me, that guy's got to go. What do you think, Braden?
I mean, I got to agree. I just don't think, I think he was just kind of a guy, you know. He wasn't the type of guy to win them a game, wasn't the type of guy to necessarily lose them a game. And I think that's why he did keep his job, is just they had no reason necessarily to get rid of him. And I feel like now they do. I guess we see how things shake out though. Cause at the end of the day, it's up to upper management.
Like, you're looking at it though. I mean, end of the day, to me, you could put any average Joe Blow, be the manager of that $300 million team, and they could figure out a way how to win 100 games.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's that tough of a job to win with the Dodgers.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the reason that he didn't get fired is because the team was just so damn good.
Yeah, I mean, to me, yeah. All right, let's jump over to the ALDS. You got the Josh Naylor show. Hits a home run, tosses up the cradle as he's running around the bases, looking at Gerrit Cole as he's doing it. I mean, this is a guy that we obviously played against. I don't know what to say about that. Like, you took him deep in a game where it basically tied up the score. I get it. Emotions are very high.
It was 3-2 after.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. But either way, so emotions are high. Like, we know from playing against him that he's a very high strung character where basically something like that, of course, he's going to try and show him up. And you see the Yankees' reaction after it. You saw all of New York getting behind him. Like, they were on him from the first at-bat that he had. Everybody's doing the cradle in the stands. They're yelling, "Who's your daddy?" to him. Like, I thought it was awesome to see them just rip on him. Because, I mean, let's be honest. You're the Cleveland Guardians playing the New York Yankees. You don't go into the Bronx and expect nothing out of retaliation on that end.
And I mean, you respect the confidence. Like at the end of the day, he is confident. He came back and the Yankee faithful is giving him a hard time, as they should. And I thought he performed very well given the circumstances. Like I couldn't imagine where my head would be if you know, you got 48,000 people yelling at you, mocking you, coming back at you for what ultimately I think was just a very, very immature. And I don't think immature might be the right word, because I get it. It's heat of the moment. You're excited, but you're down 3-1. You hit a solo home run and then you do that around the bases. Like, you know, we talked about it right after it happened. Bad thinking on his end. And I mean, ultimately, like, I think it was nice fuel for the Yankees. Even end of the game, they throw him out at throw the final out at second, and the second baseman's doing the, you know, the rocking.
Yeah, like, Gleyber Torres.
Don't think that. I mean, obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, but they're thinking about that. They're on the Yankees bench, like they're a bunch of passionate guys as well. And that's fuel, and it was dumb for him to stoke that fire, as far as I'm concerned.
And you know what the thing is to me at the end of the day? I think it's veteran leadership in the Yankees clubhouse. You're looking at it, and you see a bunch of guys, and obviously he hits the home run off of Gerrit Cole. Like, $300 million man, what does Gerrit Cole do? Nothing. Shows zero emotion, says, yeah, that's cute after the game. Doesn't hit him his next at-bat, doesn't do anything, where I feel like a young pitcher, they're going to be the type to get all riled up, and they might either become erratic or they might hit the next batter intentionally because, I mean, a guy's show, like, it's one thing to show up a pitcher, aka Rhys Hoskins in the division series. Like, Rhys Hoskins, like, I had no problem with what he did. He spikes the bat, yeah, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like he was running around the bases, literally doing it the entire time. Where, yeah, Josh Naylor, I mean, you see that and you're like, wow. Like, and at the end of the day, so this is my point, no one on Cleveland took that veteran leadership role. Where I would have loved to have seen a Jose Ramirez or somebody like that kind of get on him a little bit and be like, hey, big fella, I get it. You're a young kid. Emotions are high, but like, that's Gerrit Cole up on the mound. Like, we all still got to try and hit a baseball off a dude throwing 98, 99. And yeah. Now you just rattled the wrong guy's cage.
And the Yankees reacted exactly how you would expect a team that's going to go deep into the postseason to react. Very professional. You know, I don't know if this is Naylor's intention, but if he was trying to get a reaction out of the Yankees, and I don't think that was his intention. I think he was just being emotional. The Yankees react exactly how they're supposed to react. Don't let it phase them. Go out, win the series. You know, everybody has some fun at the end. Gleyber Torres is doing the rockabye to say bye, you know, series over, wear your daddy. And that's that. And you got to tip your hats to the Yankees on that one.
Let's jump over to the former World Series champs. Can't be back-to-back. No one's won back-to-back since the 1998 through 2000 Yankees. The Atlanta Braves-Philadelphia Phillies series. Everybody's dark horse. I mean, the Philadelphia Phillies, I don't think really anybody expected them either to beat Atlanta. You're looking at Atlanta's team. That's a good roster up and down. Obviously, a lot of young kids. Alex Anthopoulos has done a great job with that organization, obviously locking up all the young kids to long-term extensions. The only real big-time free agent from that team, from what I saw, was Dansby Swanson this year, who, I mean, that guy, he's going to cash in on a big paycheck. No two ways about it. Great defensive shortstop, obviously tons of power, and especially a lot of power against guys that are throwing 95-plus. Like, I think he was top five in the league this year, again, for home runs off of 95-plus miles per hour. You're looking at it, and a lot of shocks there to me, honestly. You're looking at Philadelphia, that bullpen, from where they were at the start of the year, even defensively, huge improvements across the board.
Yeah, tip your hat to them. I mean, we always talk about it. Every single year come playoff time, it's anybody's ball game. And they're hot at the right time, you know, and they look like a good team. I think guys that you expect to be good, Rhys Hoskins, you know, Harper, Gene Segura, like guys just doing their thing. And their pitching staff's looking completely lights out. So you get hot at the right time, you make a playoff run.
Yeah, and I mean, you want to talk about it. So obviously, game one in the NLCS happened yesterday. Kyle Schwarber, guy was ice cold pretty much all playoffs. All of a sudden, catches up, hits a single off of Yu Darvish. You hear John Smoltz start talking about it on the broadcast, basically saying, hey, like that swing right there might have just provided some spark to his offense, because that one looked like he caught up and he was on time with the heater inside. Next at bat, cutter inside, hits it 488 feet, second longest home run in the postseason history, longest home run in Philadelphia Phillies history, according to StatCast, obviously. And then, I mean, obviously, longest home run in San Diego history as well. So that's a tough way for Petco Park to let up the longest home run of all time. But, I mean, 488 feet, 120 mile per hour exit velo. Like, he absolutely tattooed it off of Yu Darvish. And, I mean, Yu Darvish threw a great game. Like, great no game. Knock on him. Zach Wheeler just did exactly what you're paying the big boys to do.
And my favorite thing is, you're almost excited if you're the Phillies and you have, in the regular season, one of your best hitters struggling throughout the playoffs. You're fine with that as long as you're winning. Because you know at some point they're going to turn that page, they're going to get hot or, you know, have a little run. And we saw it last night. You know, Schwarber did it when he needed to. And hopefully that's the start of his little hot streak.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, 46 bombs in the regular season. Obviously hadn't done much up until this point, but yeah, no, like you said, I mean, he's a guy that you don't want to see him get hot all of a sudden, because that as a leadoff hitter especially, he's providing a lot of upside for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sitting here watching the game right now. It's bottom of the fourth, 4-2. Noah's dicing. Yeah, we'll talk about that more after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. I mean, obviously, before the break, we were touching base a little bit on the Philadelphia Phillies versus San Diego Padres series. So, I mean, we're just going to keep on talking about that quickly. Like you said, Braden, I'll let you keep rolling with it.
Yeah, so we're sitting here watching the game. Phillies are obviously up 1-0 at this point in the series. Looking to go ahead 2-0. They're up 4-2 end of the fourth. And yeah, we were kind of talking about it throughout the break, just saying a lot of players on the Phillies and even the organization itself that we'd be happy if they won that World Series or made a, you know, at least an appearance. It'd be great for Harper to get it regardless of what people think. My opinion on Harper is he's great for baseball. Great for baseball. Always does it right. Shows up, plays hard, doesn't change who he is. And I mean, I think, me personally, that's kind of the guy that I want to see win it.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously he won the MVP last year, but you don't earn your money unless you're in the playoffs. You sign that 13-year, $330 million contract. That's what the expectation is to get this team to a World Series. Obviously in the offseason, they go out, they sign Nick Castellanos. I mean, that's looking like an albatross contract right now, because it's not like the guy was that guy defensively. Like, he's always been below average. They stick him out in right field out of necessity, obviously, because Harper had the elbow injury throughout the year. And, I mean, we don't know if he can throw still or what the deal is. But, like, you're looking at it. That's a team that, I mean, we talked about it last series, too. You're looking at Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. It starts right there. Those guys are pitching like the best 1-2 in baseball right now. That's what matters to them. Obviously, they got some other guys there. You got Ranger Suarez. You got Kyle Gibson. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who they go game three, especially if they win this game here, because all of a sudden now you're up 2-0 going back to Philly. Like, that's a lot of pressure on San Diego to come into Philly. And you know that Philly gets rocking, especially for home field advantage in the playoffs. Like, that's a dangerous city to go into, as San Diego being down 2-0. So San Diego's got to figure out a way how to win this game.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm cheering for the Phillies, so I hope they go up 2-0. And yeah, having that home field advantage is huge. 7-game series, so you got to win 2 more. But what, you have 3 at home now? Or no, it's 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2 more at home. If you take this one, you know, you have a chance to close it out at home. I don't see it being a sweep. Padres are too damn good. And like you said, after those first two starters, it gets a little different. I expect those Padres hitters to smack them around a bit more. They're other starters, but like we said, playoff baseball, anything happens, we'll wait and see.
So now we'll jump into the last of the ALDS. Obviously we didn't talk about this one yet. Houston and Seattle, not a hell of a lot happened there. Game three, obviously the 18 inning, what was it, 6.5 hour game, something like that? Most strikeouts in postseason game in the history of baseball, obviously. I think it was 40 strikeouts or something like that. Like, absolutely insane 1-0 game. Not a hell of a lot happened outside of that. Obviously, Houston came back in game one. Yordan Alvarez, like, that dude was hot for them in that series. Obviously, 2 big-time clutch home runs to put them up. That's gonna be a heck of an ALCS. Like, Yankees are flying in. Obviously, they flew in last night. Like, that one's tough, especially with the way that Guardian series went for them. Like, obviously, the 5 games, tons of rainouts and stuff like that. I don't know how that one's going to play out game one for the Yankees. Obviously, that's happening later tonight. But, I mean, I can't see them going, like, 6 games in that series. Like, Houston is just a deep team. Tons of guys, great offense still, even with the losses of Springer, Correa the past couple of years. You're looking at it, you got Altuve still. Yordan Alvarez is really taking that next step. He's becoming that guy for them. Kyle Tucker, obviously, same boat. But like I said, I mean, it's going to be an interesting series. You can't count out the Yankees just because, but I'm not liking the way that they were swinging it. Obviously, tons of runs are dependent upon the home run.
Yeah. I would say that's the difference between the Astros and the Yankees is Astros are just a better all-around team. They manufacture runs outside of just the home run. Obviously, they have the ability to hit home runs. They got some sluggers on their team, but I like the Astros. I like how they won that Mariner series. Obviously, you got to love Dusty Baker. Fantastic manager. Knows how to win ball games. That's just a good, really, really good team. They prove it year in, year out.
And, I mean, the one bad thing, too, is the Astros got the history on the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are looking for big-time redemption. Don't get me wrong. I hope that they get it. Obviously, Kirk, he's a Yankees fan. He's said it in the past. But, I mean, like, you're looking at that Houston bullpen even. Like, that bullpen is tremendous compared to the Yankees. The Yankees bullpen scares me a little bit. Mind you, I mean, the way that Peralta was pitching there in that last series, seems like he's locked that down. Clay Holmes, he started out the year great, kind of struggled a little bit, but the playoffs, it seems like he's turned the leaf. Going to be interesting to see what they do with our oldest Chapman, obviously left off of the divisional series roster. I mean, he's a guy that I think at the back end of the bullpen, you still need him just because he is that lefty to try and neutralize your Kyle Tuckers, your Jordan Alvarez, even though I don't really think it's possible right now with the way that those guys are swinging.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you think having that extra rest helps, hurts, or it's indifferent for the Astros?
No, I think it helps them out because you're looking at it. Verlander, I mean, the way that he pitched in game one obviously lets up the 6 runs. He didn't start great out in that series. Now it gives him full, I think it was 7 days of rest, 8 days of rest, something like that. Like he's had an extended period. Obviously, he would have thrown a bullpen session in there at some point. You're looking at the rest of the guys there. You got your, obviously, I think it's going to be beneficial to him. The hitters, that's the only issue.
Mm-hmm.
When hitters are hot, they like to play every day. So the Yankees, I feel like they'll come in, they'll be more ready to swing.
Yeah.
But like I said, though, they're dealing with flying overnight to get in under 24 hours to start game one of the ALCS against a team that historically, they've dominated them in the past.
Yeah. No, you're spot on about that. And I think the same thing. Pitchers, I think that rest is fantastic. Hitters, Dusty said it even after the wildcard series. He said, you know, hitters like hitting every day. And they need that. They need that timing. They need that, you know, that feel. So it might take them a second. Obviously, the Yankees having a bit longer of a series and a weird one where, like you said, they did have rainouts. Might be a little tired on the pitching side. I guess we'll find out tonight, though.
So, yeah, I mean, you got Jameson Taillon pitching tonight against Justin Verlander for game one of that one. I want to jump into this a little bit. Who do you think is a better World Series matchup? Do you think San Diego versus either the Yankees or Astros? Or do you like Philadelphia versus one of those two? Like, personally speaking, I like the way that Philadelphia lines up a little bit better than I like San Diego lining up against those two teams. Just because I like seeing Philadelphia fans in the playoffs. Like, I like the way that Philadelphia has orchestrated their lineup and everything like that. I think that versus the Yankees, Phillies, I think that that would be a great series just in terms of power punch. Obviously, you got the home run leaders in both leagues. You got good enough pitching going across. Like, I think Wheeler versus Gerrit Cole would be a good matchup. But I'm looking at San Diego, like, Clevinger doesn't really scare me too much. Snell's the only guy on that team that really, like, impresses me over the last run that he's had, obviously.
Yu Darvish was nice last night, though.
Yeah, Yu Darvish had a great game. I'll give him credit there. Yu Darvish still, though, I think versus the Yankees or versus Houston, like, obviously haven't played in the AL. Obviously, I haven't played in the AL West with Texas once upon a time. Houston, like, I just got a feeling, like, statistically, he hasn't really had too much success in his career pitching in Minute Maid Park. You're looking at it, though, like, I don't really know. Like, San Diego, I mean, I'm watching Juan Soto here, and Juan Soto has been just not that guy. Like, they went out, they traded a buttload for him, probably the biggest trade in MLB history. And you're just kind of looking at, like, I don't know, he's hitting what, I guess it's 240 since he's been a Padre. Josh Bell, obviously outside of the home run today, hasn't really done too much throughout his Padres tenure. Chris Drury hasn't been that guy that they were expecting to get from when his time in Cincinnati ended. Like, when he was on Cincy, he was having a hell of a year. But you're looking at it, and, like, there's not a hell of a lot of guys that are impressing me on San Diego too much.
Yeah, San Diego doesn't really feel like a team, honestly. Like, I see him play, it kind of, you know, it just seems like a lot of guys. I don't think they're really as mashing. They're really mashing as nice as the Phillies are. Like, the Phillies just look more complete, look more kind of honed in, look like that team that, you know, is kind of peaking at the right time. So, I think the Phillies in the World Series would be fantastic. Obviously, Yankees in terms of what it does for baseball would be nice if they made it to the World Series. Houston, you know, obviously there's that side of you that wants to hate them because what they did in 2017. But you got to tip your hat to them. Like, they've just been a fantastic team. They've done it. They've shown it. They've kind of moved on from that. Dusty Baker, like I said, fantastic manager. You know, either side from the AL, I think it'd be fine. I would prefer the Yankees, I think, just because we've seen the Astros. I think Yankees, Phillies, two classic teams, two teams that have a fantastic fan base, have a good following outside of their cities. I think that'd be good for baseball.
And one last thing, just to wrap up this segment of it. I think it's safe to say that AJ Preller has at least saved his job for another year. I know we were giving him tons of flack, and I'm sure tons of people out there were giving him flack too. But hell, the Padres made it into the NLCS. So I got to give him a tip of the cap. Like, you did your job, man. You made the right moves. Don't get me wrong. I still don't think if you don't make the World Series, it's a failed year. But you did your job, and you saved yourself another year.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
So obviously it's still early in the CS, and for the next episode, we're assuming most of the championship series are going to be done. With the way it's looking, I mean, we kind of talked about it. Obviously, we're hoping Philly versus Yankees, it sounds like. Braden sounds like he's going Phillies versus the Astros. Either way, I think the World Series will be good. We just can't see San Diego pulling this one off. And we're not alone on that feeling. I mean, the World Series betting odds right now, according to FanDuel, you got Astros at 160, Phillies at 200, Yankees 280, and then the Padres pulling it up in the rear at 750. So, I mean, if you're looking for that long shot, I guess take the Padres at plus 750. That'd be a nice little payout. But yeah, no, the consensus is obviously it seems like it's going to be Phillies versus Astros in the World Series. But we want to jump in. We just want to talk about some year-end guys. Obviously, we're another probably 2 weeks away. Obviously, the awards don't come out until after the World Series is finished and everything like that. So, I mean, let's jump into it. We got the NL Cy Young. We'll start there. I mean, I think for me, it's pretty easy. Obviously, guys had great years, but I don't think anybody really compares to Sandy Alcantara. Obviously, he just had an above and beyond year. Like, 200. I led the MLB for innings pitched. I think it was a 2.28 ERA or something along those lines.
Yep.
Sub one WHIP again. Like six air quotations around six. I guess it was technically five complete games, even though he went eight innings in one of the games and lost 1-0. So technically six complete games. You're like, I don't know how you can't vote against the guy. Like, he just had a phenomenal year. Obviously playing on a bad team, losing their manager now this year. It's going to be interesting to see what Miami does going forward, but you got to build around Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah. I mean, that ace that you want, like you said, went deep in games, 228.2 innings pitched, 207 strikeouts, 0.98 WHIP, 2.28 ERA, and 32 games pitched. Not too shabby.
No, and that's with him missing a final start too. They just shut him down for the end of the year because obviously they weren't in contention. You got guys like Max Fried, great year. Corbin Burns, another fantastic year. I mean, obviously I took Brandon Woodruff at the start of the year, so I was way off on that one. Woodruff unfortunately did not have that great of a year, but. But either way, no, you're looking at it, and I mean, yeah, like, at this point in time, betting favorite, obviously, Alcantara. The American population agrees with us, kind of, on that one. He's the odds-on favorite at minus 850 right now. Like, that one's not even worth a bet. But yeah, like, tip my cap, Max Fried, great year. Corbin Burns, another stud year. You're looking at guys like that, and you know, okay, long-term, that's front-of-the-line pitchers. Once again, they're going to be in the race next year. I can't imagine either one of them falling off it. But Alcantara, he just took that huge next step.
Yeah, respects to him. You know, if Burns somehow does win it, back-to-back for him, doesn't look likely. Jumping over to the AL Cy Young, front-runner. The oldie, the guy that just doesn't age, he just keeps on doing it. Coming back from Tommy John, Justin Verlander.
Ripped the jersey off of him to get him out of baseball. That's what he said this past week. I love that mentality.
Yeah, and I mean, he's pitching like it. He's pitching like he's the ace. I think when Houston brought him in, they weren't expecting this level and this consistent of a Justin Verlander. I mean, he's doing it. He just keeps on doing it. Right now, he's the favorite at negative 260. The other guys that you got in the running, you got Dylan Cease, Shane McClanahan, Shohei, and Alek Manoah. Bunch of good seasons. Only one that I really got to see a ton was Alec Manoah. So happy he's on the Jays. Just, you know, bulldog, ace, the guy that you want.
Young kid, too. I mean, only his second year up in the bigs. Like, you love to see that. Obviously, Ohtani, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that he's really not in the consideration even more. Like, don't get me wrong, Verlander had a fantastic year, but you're looking at Shohei's numbers across the board, and pitching-wise, he pitched a hell of a lot better than his MVP season. Like, the guy really is incredible. There's no two ways about it. McClanahan, obviously, he hurt himself by being injured. Just missed too much time, unfortunately, so it's one of those ones where he kind of fell out of the running in September. You're looking at the rest of the guys, like Dylan Cease. He was another guy, fantastic season. Obviously, was in the Triple Crown race into August. You're looking at it, and it's too tough to bet against Verlander. Like, sub-2 ERA, probably his best season as a pitcher since his MVP year, I guess, where he won the Triple Crown back in, what was that, 2012 with the Detroit Tigers.
Bit ago now, yeah.
He just really turned back the clock. I mean, obviously a guy 40 years old, you don't know how much longer he's got left in the tank. Sounds like he might be a free agent after the year. He had a club option picked up, but I mean, he's still got the player option that he can opt out of the contract. And I think it was for 20 or 25 million bucks. I can't remember exactly what it was off of the top of my head for next year, but you're looking at it and you're like, dude's probably going to win the Cy Young. Why wouldn't you want to cash out on one more big paycheck?
I mean, if I'm him, unless there's a place that I really want to check off the bucket list, I'm coming back to Houston. That's a good team. They've been good to him. He's been good to them. I think they give him as good of a shot as any team in baseball to win a World Series. And they very well might do it this season as well. If I'm him, I'm coming back to Houston.
I mean, dark horse team to me, Detroit Tigers. Obviously, he talked about it, said that he wants to retire a Tiger. He'd be a hell of a boost to that rotation. Obviously, I mean, Detroit's got a bunch of young kids. If I'm Detroit, I'm offering up $5 million more than what Houston can offer up. But like you said, I mean, it depends on what he wants at this point in his career.
But like, that's a very, very valid point, though. A club bringing him in to be that guy that can mentor these other players, I think that's completely invaluable. So that's a good call.
So, I mean, yeah, the odds on betting favorite, Justin Verlander, what's he at? He's at
-260.
-260. So, yeah, once again, not a great bet. But, I mean, hell, like, the guy was that guy this year. I'm sticking with him, too. I think he's going to win AL Cy Young. Let's jump over to NL MVP.
Current favorite, Nolan's guy, Cardinal, Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, yeah, he did it.
Right team, wrong guy. Predicted Nolan Arenado would win it. Obviously, Nolan Arenado, he's going to be top five. I really think Nolan Arenado's production got, like his MVP production, I guess, if you want to call it that, gets hurt because he was playing with Paul Goldschmidt. Obviously, Paul Goldschmidt, first 5 months of the year.
Wow.
No one was better than him.
Sorry. We're sitting here live watching this game. Juan Soto finally wakes up, ties the game up, RBI double, and he's fired up at second. Sorry, Nolan, jump back into it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got Paul Goldschmidt, obviously, first 5 months of the year. Like, he really was that guy. September fell off. October, obviously, you could have fooled me if he was playing. Let's put it that way. He struggled. No two ways about it. But, I mean, the first 5 months of the year, he was the hottest hitter outside of Aaron Judge on the planet. The guy really, really did everything he could for the Cardinals offensively. I believe tied for the NL lead for WAR with Nolan Arenado at the end of the year. You're looking at the top five guys there. You gotta give Manny Machado a hell of a lot of credit. Obviously, Manny Machado did it. Everything for the Padres this year. Like, he carried that team into the playoffs, albeit barely scraping by trying to get into the playoffs at the end of the year. But I mean, you're looking at it, obviously, no Fernando Tatis. Juan Soto wasn't really that guy. Josh Bell, same thing, not really that guy. Drury, not really that guy. A bunch of other guys just kind of filled in here and there. Trent Grisham at 184 in the regular season. Outside of the playoff run that he's been on, which has been incredible, that guy didn't do a dang thing in the season outside of play good defense. Will Myers, another year where he struggled in that Albatross contract. No one can take him on. But, yeah, you're looking at him, Manny Machado. He'll probably finish two. Mookie Betts, I know he'll be in there. He'll probably be four or five. I'd imagine Arenado will probably finish three because he did exactly what the Cardinals are expecting him to do. I think another 290 a year, 30-plus home runs, 100-plus RBIs. Freddie Freeman, he'll be another guy just because he finished second for average, 20-plus bombs, 90-plus RBIs. Obviously, good enough defense for the Dodgers, win 112 games. Like, he'll be in the race. I'm trying to think of anybody else. I think that's probably it for the top five.
Polar Bear Pete.
I still can't give it to him.
They're saying FanDuel saying that Pete's in there and Nolan's biased towards Nolan Arenado. They're saying he's not in there. So, I mean, obviously at the end of the day, it's up to the voters. So we'll see how that one shakes out.
When you're talking about the best defensive player in the game, yeah, Nolan Arenado, you got to take that into the equation. I'm sorry, Polar Bear Pete can't do a damn thing defensively. That's like voting for an MVP the DH to win an MVP. Like, that just doesn't happen. That's essentially what Polar Bear Pete is. Like, he's not that guy, so I can't agree with that one. But either way, I think, yeah, Paul Goldschmidt will run away with that one. We'll jump over to the AL MVP.
Speaking of running away, Aaron Judge. I find it hard to believe that he doesn't go home with his first AL MVP.
Yeah, on a walk here too. Like, that guy is going to cash out on some big time money. 62 home runs, obviously sets the AL home run record, not the MLB record. Don't sit here and try and convince me of that. I know that people were saying that, like, no, come on. Barry Bonds hitting 73 home runs is still the most impressive thing of all time. Like, that's a record that won't be broken. No one will come close to it. Like, 62 home runs, I guess if you want to put quotations around it as being close, that's still 11 off. Like, I give Judge complete credit. He did it natural, all that stuff. He hit, what, I think 40 home runs, 39 home runs away from Yankee Stadium. So it's not even like you can use that excuse that, oh, well, he was doing it in Yankee Stadium. Yeah, I get it. That helps out a little bit. But it's not like that was what was driving him. Like, that dude just had one of the best offensive seasons we've ever seen, period.
Well, average-wise as well, you know, he had a real shot at getting a triple crown. Couldn't do it down the stretch, and he had a real shot of hitting a lot more than 62 as well. Kind of had a bit of a slower end to September, but that doesn't take away from his MVP season.
No. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what the betting odds are here. We got
-1150.
Yeah, so that's runaway.
Yeah.
Other guys you're going to get in contention. I mean, it's going to be Shohei Ohtani. I'd imagine he'd probably finish two or three just because it's Shohei Ohtani. The stuff that he does really is incredible. Offensively, didn't have the same year he did last year, but pitching-wise, he did better. Like we said, that'll definitely earn him some votes. I'm trying to think of even other guys that are really in the running outside of those two.
We got Jose Ramirez, Yordan Alvarez, Mike Trout.
Yeah, Trout and Yordan Alvarez, obviously, if they don't get injured, they're a little bit higher. But how, like, there's no real even point of talking about anybody else besides judging that one.
No, when you look at the odds, they're light years away. +10,000 for Ramirez, +25,000 for Yordan Alvarez, and +50,000 for Mike Trout.
Yeah.
It's the type of thing, though, that you don't bet on because there tends to be a right and a wrong answer. And in this case, you know, there's a right answer. So
yeah, I can't see a way that Judge isn't the MVP there, and I can't see a way that he doesn't win unanimously. Like, that's it. But
yep.
After the break, yeah, we'll close it off. We'll do our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
So now it's time for our final thoughts this week. I mean, Mike Gersh signed to a contract extension by the St. Louis Cardinals. Sounds like it's probably a 2-year pact. I can't get behind that one. I mean, I get it. Mike Gersh has been with the Cardinals since 2006, been assistant GM since 2011, GM since 2017. Cardinals have made the playoffs 4 consecutive years with him being GM. Guy's got a great track record of drafting. But end of the day, like, John Mozeliak, obviously, he makes all the decisions for the Cardinals in terms of who they acquire and everything like that. I just think that they need to go a different route. Because obviously last year they're going with Paul DeJong as their starting shortstop. You're looking at that with the free agent market that it was. Like, the fact that they didn't make a move for a shortstop absolutely hamstrung them. And they've done this year in, year out, where they just signed stupid free agents. And that's what really hurts them. Like, drafting these guys and not trading them or holding on to them too long past their actual trade value being high, that's just insane to me. And, like, that's a team that year in, year out goes to the playoffs, but year in, year out, they lose. Like, they haven't won a playoff game since 2014 or a playoff home game since 2014. You're just looking at it like, come on, man, time for a change. Time will tell. Maybe he finally makes a move this offseason. Maybe he doesn't. So I just like to say thank you to our sponsors, Rip Grip Pro and Mindset Marketers Agency. Obviously, two companies that we've brought on in the past couple of weeks. They've been a huge help for us and trying to get us off of the ground. Rip Grip Pro, great hitting device. It really helps just keep your front side locked in, helps keep your thumb protected on foul balls and when you're making contact and everything like that. Helps eliminate the vibration in the bat. and Mindset Marketers. Obviously, just a great tool that we've been using for our Instagram and our social medias and stuff. They've helped us out tremendously with trying to promote what we're trying to promote. Two companies that we highly recommend. We wouldn't do it without them, and we thank them for their support. So obviously, that'll conclude this episode. Thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.